As we have been learning about practices for a rule of life this Lent, it occurs to me that we can add in our own practices to the ones that have been handed down to us from the generations of our spiritual ancestors. Turn, learn, worship, bless, rest, and pray are perhaps all the practices we need for a full and energetic spiritual life. But I thought of another practice for tonight. First, a sneak preview of the practice we will consider for Easter. You get to find out first. That's the practice of go, which makes all the sense in the world. But the corollary practice to go is the one I found for tonight, Maundy Thursday. That is the practice of stay. In the high drama of the Last Supper, when Jesus took on the garb of a servant and washed the feet of those who thought they had come to serve him, we are called to stay. We are called to stay, and the tense moments that follow, when Judas betrays Jesus, when Jesus' disciples desert him, and the moment that is so horrible to witness, no matter how many times we hear the story, Peter denying that he knows Jesus. We are called to stay. Like the women who watched Jesus dying on the cross, they stayed as their hearts were breaking. The practice of staying with Jesus in his final days, of staying with one another in times of discomfort, times when the journey is hard and the end of the road is unclear. Those times can open our souls to God's wonder and love, just as the practice of rest or worship can. For every single one of us knows what it feels like to want to run away from the things in life that make us squirm, the things that make us want to look away from sorrow, to hide out for a while. We know how it feels to turn away when things get tough between us and a friend, to be numb to the horror and the violence of our world, and to not pay attention to the starving people or the yet another war in that faraway country somewhere, to the stories and the pictures we see of families at our borders. We have the choice to stay with those things, to learn and to see the tears and to listen to the yearning hearts of others. And we have the choice not to stay. The practice of staying can be a very tough practice. Jesus washes the feet of his disciples, an action of love from their teacher that was intensely uncomfortable for them. He snatches up a towel and pours water and washes dirty feet because he loves them. Simon Peter speaks for us all. Jesus, get away from me. I cannot stay for this. I will not stand for this. Get up off the floor. But Jesus answers, stay with me, Peter. Stay with me. I have so many important things to say yet, to teach you all in these last hours of my life. Stay. Stay even though it's hard. Stay even though you're sad. Stay even though we don't always agree. We don't know what will happen next. Stay. Stay with me for a while. Stay and let Jesus know that he's not alone. Give him support and love in the chaos of the moment. Stay with Jesus. Stay with one another in the hardest of times when it would be so easy to leave it all behind, to leave a friend, to leave the sickbed, to leave the disagreement once more over politics, to leave the disappointment, to walk away from the betrayal. The practice of staying is perhaps harder than any other practice because the alternative is so attractive, a road to take, so easy. Just leave. In a time of discomfort, we seek an exit. Not my problem, not my child, not my politics, not my battle, not what I planned on happening, not what I imagined how this situation was going to go. Several of us here last night knew that feeling. But sit with the angry child. Listen to her. Stay with the angry friend. Be there with the anger, in the sadness, the grief, the depression, knowing that your only task at that moment is to be present. Stay with the tough discussion. Stay even though you are on opposite ends of the problem and you cannot see yet how you're going to meet anywhere, much less meet in the middle. Stay in the discomfort. Hold the middle of the tension. Walk with one another on the dark paths of life, for that is where Christ is. Christ is in the darkness. Christ is in the intersections. Christ holds his light in the middle until we all can meet there with him. Christ between us, Christ beside us, Christ holding us together, stay. Please know that I am not talking at all about staying in an abusive relationship or situation, because that is not God's will for anyone. But if you know someone who is staying in abuse, stay with them too. Walk with them in love and be with them in the darkness as they struggle to find their way to the light, because no one can walk that path alone. We need each other. We belong to each other. Tonight we remember this last night of Jesus' life, the time when he chose to stay with his friends right up to the end. Can we stay with him? Can we claim our strength of resilience and walk through the valley of the shadow of death with Christ, with one another, with patience, and with love, and with courage? To stay, to live in fidelity, in forgiveness, and in commitment to being human together will bring forth fruits of great wonder in right relationship. And the practice of staying has the power to change the world. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, stay with us. For evening it is at hand and the day is past. Be our companion in the way. Kindle our hearts and awaken hope that we may know you as you are revealed in Scripture and the breaking of the bread. Grant this for the sake of your love. Amen.